नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशम् प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितः कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं भजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता शिवशाखामिताश्च हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री विष्णु सहस्रनाम नेम नंबर 532 इज सत्य धर्म. And both the words satya and dharma are very important words. They both describe essential concepts. Satya, of course, means truth, and dharma, what does dharma mean? Religion is very difficult to say. There's no real English word which translates as dharma. Sometimes it's translated. Often it's translated as religion. It means the inherent quality of any entity. It means that which orders the universe, or is the order of the universe. It's also a name for Krishna, and so Satya is also a name for Krishna. We often hear the term Sadacha, Sadguru, but really, to say Sadguru, then what's the opposite? Asadguru? The Guru means Sat. Guru means fixed in the quality of Satya. Of course, Sat has a wider meaning than the word Satya. Anyway, Satya Dharma means the Dharma of truth, or the true dharma means the way one should act in this world, and there are many different ideas of what that should be. Now, the word dharma in the modern context within India has come to mean a sectarian religion, and thus we speak of Hindu dharma, Sikh dharma, Christian dharma. That's not actually the meaning at all. It's the word dharma is there in Shastra to mean a way of life that in the modern context we could call religious. But there are different understandings of what that means, or different paths, we can say. So therefore we, within the Vedic tradition, which is nowadays generally called, or the what has become of the Vedic tradition in the modern age is called the Hindu tradition. So there are proponents of the path of yoga, the path of karma, the path of jnana. These are the three main paths which are pointed. Three, and then four is bhakti, is pointed out as if it's just another path. And then there's a path of tantra, there's worship. Within all of these, there's worship of Shiva, there's worship of Krishna, there's worship of Vishnu. What is the actual path? What is Satya Dharma? We might think, well, they're all Satya. Well, all Vedic paths are satya in one sense. In Krishna says, that all persons are on my path, manusha parta sarvashaha. Yeah, Krishna says that. So the idea is that one who follows the Vedic principles, they're supposed to eventually reach Krishna. But generally those who are on the path of karma, it's what happens to them. Evang trai dharma manu prapana gata gatang kama karma labhante. Kama karma labhante. That being impelled by material desire, they simply go up and down, up to the heavenly planets, down to earth, up to the heavenly planets, ping pong, dung, 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 yo yo, up and down. And they may fall down even further. So, what is the dharma that will bring us to the position of actual truthfulness? Or what is the true message of the Vedas? Vedaischa sarve aham eva veda. Krishna is the satya dharma. Otherwise, there's Kaitava Dharma, which means anything but pure devotional service to Krishna. Anything apart from that is not Satya Dharma, because the real constitutional position of the living being, Jiva Swarup Hoy Krishna Nityada. So that is Dharma, to act in that understanding. First there's sambandha gyan, to understand I'm a servant of Krishna. Then one has to act within this world, within one's present condition status, to become purified. That is the path of sadhana bhakti. That is called abhideya. That means that which is indicated. That which is one is supposed to do. And then prayojan, to reach the ultimate goal of life. So Satya Dharma begins with understanding who is the actual Satya, who is the Param Satya. Satyam Param Dhimahi, the Bhagavatam begins. We meditate on the Supreme Satya. So there are various levels of Satya. What is Satya? What is real? Is this material world real or not? That's a big question. Is it real or is it not? Well, if you say it's unreal, then we can just demonstrate there's some level of reality by hitting you on the head with a hammer, and you'll really feel pain. So you can't say it's totally unreal. On the other hand, it's real to the extent, just like images in a kaleidoscope. They just change at every moment. They may look very interesting and very enticing, but they have no... one thing is they have no intrinsic value. There's nothing to be... Nothing of it. Looking in a kaleidoscope won't help you at all. Doesn't serve any purpose other than to entertain in a very frivolous way. And... it's temporary, it's just temporary. It's kamala dala jala jibana tralamala. It's just like a drop of water on a lotus leaf, which is sure to drop down at any moment. So, is this world real or is it not real? There's an interesting question that Uddhava asks Krishna, we'll find in the Uddhava Gita, in the Bhagavata. In some places in Shastra it says that the soul is never connected with matter. Asango hi ayam purushaha. The soul has no contact with matter. On the other hand, we see the souls are talked about as being eternally conditioned. Nityabhata. So the soul is never conditioned and the soul is conditioned. What does Krishna reply? Well, there's no real thing as conditioning or liberation, because this whole material world is just a big fantasy anyway. So what is reality? Reality is Krishna. To understand. So Satya Dharma means he who is attained by the path of truthfulness. And here we're not talking about truthfulness. I must admit, I chopped the tree down. I cannot tell a lie. There's a story of George Washington, who I hope you've heard of, a very important person in the Mletcher history of the modern world, one of the founding, I think he was the first president of the United States. There's a story about him. When he was a child, he chopped down a tree, and his father said, "Who did it?" And he wasn't supposed to. He just did it as a childish prank and said, "I cannot lie, I did it." Okay, all right, that's truthful. All right, but here we're talking about truthfulness in the matter of searching for the ultimate truth, being linked with the ultimate truth. Simply to be truthful on the material level is a good quality. It's better than being a habitual liar, like the boy calling wolf. It's another famous Aesop's fable, probably taken from Panchatantra Hitopada, something like that. So, truthfulness, real truthfulness means to find out what is the real truth, what is life, what is meaningful, that is Krishna. To understand that. Reality is not birth, death, old age and disease and struggling to try and enjoy within this world of suffering. But reality is Krishna. So then we should just go to Krishna. But because we're conditioned, we habitually act in the wrong way. Therefore we have to accept that dharma, that way of life, which means the path of bhakti to attain Krishna. So Krishna is the one who is attained by this Satya Dharma. Mam ekam sharanam raja, sarvadhaman parityaja. Give up all varieties of illusion and just surrender to me, Krishna says. I will deliver you. So this is the when Krishna says to give up all varieties of dharma, in one sense that's impossible, because the jiva has, unless he ceases to exist, which is also impossible, he has to have some dharma. There must be some defining characteristic of him. So when Krishna says to give up all varieties of dharma, that means all varieties of dharma which are not satya. The real satya dharma, the real dharma, is to surrender to him. So satya dharma, there are various meanings of that. He whose very nature is satya. Dharma means one's intrinsic quality, and his very nature is in his Krishna's inherent quality is satya. He is real. Again, this points to that name which we just had, Swabhavya. Swabhavya. So this is one who is situated in his own nature. We are not. Now I'm situated in a body which I think is, I am a British citizen, I am 60 years old, I am thin and not fat, identifying in terms of the body, but that is not my satya dharma. But Krishna, his body, mind, self, it's all the same. Deho dehi vibhago yam neshvare vidyate kvachit. There is no difference between the body of the Supreme Lord and his very self. There's no, here in this material world, there's the deha, the body, and the dehi, the soul who thinks he's connected with the body. But in Krishna's case, he is, not only is he connected with his body, he is his body, which is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. So Krishna's dharma, he is very nature is satya. And also Krishna is not, He's not of the nature of illusion, which means he's satya, and he's not inclined to mislead others. So in this way, his dharma is satya. The dharma that he teaches is satya. There are others who are deputed by Krishna to teach misleading dharmas, such as the Jaimini, Gautama, Karnad, Yajnavalkya, Patanjali. They teach misleading dharmas, which also have some kind of role in fixing people up in some kind of illusion without having them falling down to a further platform and somehow linking them to the Vedic path. But they're misleading. But what Krishna teaches is satya. Krishna teaches satya dharma. Krishna comes in every age to restore actual dharma, which is satya dharma. So therefore he's called satya dharma. He's committed to satya. He's committed to give the real thing, not the... He comes in this world to give the real thing. He's committed to that. He doesn't spread some illusion. Even different demigods, they may spread some illusion. And in a special case, Buddhadev, he has a very special role to give some kind of illusion. But especially with Krishna, when he speaks Bhagavad Gita, that is Satya Dharma. And one has to be linked with someone who is linked with Krishna on the platform of Satya Dharma. One has to be linked with an Acharya in the proper parampara. Otherwise we'll approach Satya Dharma, Bhagavad Gita, and get the wrong idea. You'll get Asatya Dharma, or if it's possible, Satya Adharma, the real nonsense in the name of Dharma. It appears to be real. Ritayat, what is that? Ritayat, what is that? Yeah, Ritayat Pratiyeta. Napratiyeta Chatmani. What is that? Yathabhaso yatha tamaha. Everything which is not seen in relationship with me, Krishna says, it appears to be rita. Rita is a synonym for satya. It's a close synonym of satya. You heard this word, rita? That satyam eva jayate nam ritam. Generally people know satyam eva jayate, truth will prevail. But nanritam, not unrita, not non-rita. Rite yad, what is that? Sarametab ritang manye yanmang varasi keshava. Arjuna says to Krishna, I accept as rita, truth, everything that you say. Did you get that verse? Rite yata bhaso yata. It's in the second. It's in the second canto of Bhagavatam, in the four chatushloki. Ritayat pratiyeta napratiyeta chatmani. Napratiyeta chatmani. Look that up. Or just look up rite. It's an important verse. And Krishna says anything that is conceived of as truth, which is not in relationship with me, is actually illusion. What's the translation? Srila Prabhupada gives full translation. I gave that as a summary. Whatever is conceived of as what people think is truth, but it's conceived of not in relationship with me, it's an illusion, just like a shadow in the darkness. What is it Prabhupada gives? Whatever appears to be of any value, that's rita, whatever appears to be satya, real.
If it is without
relation to me, this is Narayan speaking to Brahma.
Has no reality.
Has no reality.
Know it as my illusory energy.
Know it as my illusory energy.
That reflection which appears to be in darkness.
That reflection which appears to be in darkness. Yeah. So it's in the darkness. Sometimes you might see some reflected light or something, but that's not actual full light. It's just you can't really make out anything from it. So, other meanings of Satya Dharma. This is the kind of name you could just go on and on and on in so many ways, speaking about it. Krishna himself performs his dharma truthfully. He's dependable. It's not that he gets fed up of being God and said, "Oh, I don't be God anymore. All this looking after my devotees, too much trouble. I think I'll just go on a holiday to Hawaii or something like this." What he says, he follows that through. Kaunteya patijanihi name bhakta parashyati. Krishna said that 5,000 years ago, that I will declare it, Arjuna, that my devotee will never perish. Savadhaman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja hangtva sarva papebhyo mokshyasyami ma shuchaha. What Krishna says, I will protect you. You surrender to me. That's true now. It will always be true. Krishna will not renege on his promise. Similarly, Ramachandra, Bhagavan, Sakradeva prapannaya tavasmiti chayachate abhayam sarva bhutebhyo dadam ye tadvratang mama. This is quoted somewhat differently in our Chaitanya Charitamrita, but the point is the same. That if one even once says that I surrender, Rama says, if anyone once takes shelter in me and surrenders to me, I award him fearlessness. Even once, that is my vow, Ramachandra says, which is the... basis of the much quoted in the discussion of Sharanagati, which is very important in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. And it's discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Also, so he's very truthful. We can trust him. He's not only is he what we would call moral in that sense, he doesn't renege on his promises, but he's quite capable of doing so. Someone may say, "Yeah, don't worry, I'll protect you." But then there's an earthquake. Then what are you going to do? Don't worry, I'll look after you. And then what ability do we have to protect anyone? Krishna can protect. He has full potency to do so. So Krishna comes to this world. One major way that he establishes dharma. Yada yada hi dharma sya glane bhavati bharata bhutanam dharma sya tadatmanam srijami. He comes to this world whenever there's a decline in dharma. Tadatmanam srijami aham. He comes to this world and for the purpose of dharma samstarpan, for re-establishing dharma, he does that by precept and by practice. Usually we put that round the other way. He speaks Bhagavad Gita and he also practices it. When Krishna is living as a householder in Dwaraka, he practices the dharma perfectly. He shows the proper example. And especially Ramachandra Bhagavan is known as Maryada Purushottam. He shows how a king should execute dharma. So in this way, he performs his dharma truthfully. Sets the example for the others. Sri Bhatta, the Sri Vaishnava commentator, he says that, yeah, this protection, the Satya Dharma, how Krishna's main dharma, from his own perspective, is to protect his devotees. In this world, those who approach him, he gives them shelter. And he does that right from the beginning As soon as someone takes shelter in Krishna seriously, even they may not be very advanced, but Krishna immediately gives them protection and wants to help them. So in this way, if a devotee is sincere and honest and truthful in his practice of Krishna consciousness, then it is Krishna's dharma to protect him. So in this way, he is the dharma of those who practice satya. Satya means, for the jiva, satya means to practice Krishna consciousness. So he is the dharma of those who are themselves satya. And his dharma is to protect. His dharma is to protect them. And he protects the satyas, and he's satya in doing so. This word satya, dharma can't be asatya. If it's asatya, it's not really dharma. But there's so much asatya goes on in the name of dharma. So we should know that satya dharma is Vishnu and Vaishnav dharma. Shankaracharya, he says that the name dharma here refers to qualities of the Lord, such as, especially Shankara always puts a lot of emphasis on jnana. But then there are others, jnana, bala, aishvarya, virya, shakti, and teja. That's usually, Prabhupada quotes that Vishnu Purana, Parashara Muni, the aishvarya, sya, samagra, sya, virya, sya, yashasya, shriha, jnana, vairagya. But in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, it seems they quote almost the same: jnana, bala, aishvarya, virya, shakti, and teja. Although four of these seem to be quite similar: bala, virya, shakti, and teja. Anyway, all the qualities, all the ananta kalyana guna, all the great qualities, he possesses them in full. So his dharma is to be full, his being swabhavya, situated in his own self. His own self is replete with all transcendental good qualities, knowledge. When we say truth, that means there should be full knowledge, full power, all the satya. Just like when we say karma is very dangerous, because karma means it's accompanied by krodha, lobha, moha. So satya, truthfulness, full truthfulness is in he who has all the good qualities in full. And whatever good quality we see in others, that is simply a reflection of Krishna. So, his dharma is natural and true. That which is true, it's not something that we... our true nature is something very natural to us. It's like, on a material example, it's very natural for a fish to swim. Maybe not so much for a human. It's very natural for a bird to fly in the sky, most birds. Not natural for a human. So in the same way, it's natural for Krishna to be satya. His very nature is to be full of dharma. So satya, and it's very natural for Krishna to be satya, is very natural for him to be fully on the path of dharma. And his dharma is, that's a point I already made, his dharma is never an illusion like our dharma. I am male, 60 years old, British, and this is all nonsense. But it's real for a short time, but not really real at all. But Krishna's dharma is always satya dharma. It's never artificial, superficial, or illusory. When Krishna says something, he means it. When he says, I will protect you from all sinful reaction. He really means it. Yeah? That means he is sincere and genuine. If we are also sincere and genuine, we can attain to Krishna. So he is Satya Dharma. He is the real thing. Not like this word Satya that was much misused with this Satya Sai Baba. What a amazingly, I mean, we say Krishna is genuine and super. He's genuine. Just how superficial is this Satya Sai Baba? It's just amazing. Just shows how far people are from Satya Dharma, that they take him to be Satya. What a misuse of the word. So Krishna, we can fully trust him. We couldn't, I mean, anyone has to be a fool to trust Sai Baba, but anyway, it came out, he's a pedophile. He's got huge amounts of money stacked up. Krishna's not a cheater like that. All wealth is in him anyway. He doesn't have to collect huge amounts of gold. So, Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the simple meaning. His transcendental form is eternal, Satya Dharma. Hare Krishna. Yeah, question. Yeah.
But even in Krishna's pastimes, like the Mausala Lila.
Krishna has some misleading pastimes, yeah. Like the Mausala Lila. But his. Krishna's overall pastimes are all for truthfulness. If he shows something apparently misleading, for that matter, all his Vrindavan pastimes may be misleading. They're very difficult. They're very even that Kunti Devi says, "Virambanam." Your pastimes appear to be misleading. She's talking about him appearing as a young boy, being afraid, running away from Yashoda. But you're Bhagavan, you're the Supreme Lord. Your pastimes, it seems it's not real that you're afraid, but you are afraid. So to understand the mystery of how Krishna is Satya, sometimes it may appear very mysterious also. In a general way, we're saying that definitely we can trust him. That we, this is, after all, Vishnu Sahasranam. If you go to Vrindavan and see the gopis of Vrindavan, they'll say, don't trust him at all. But we're not discussing on that level here. That's something else altogether. As far as misleading pastimes, the Yadu dynasty, they appeared to become like ordinary persons overcome by anger and killed each other. That's said to be a misleading pastime because they're all great devotees. But we have to understand it. Therefore, we have to understand Shastra through the Acharyas. Just we're speaking in general terms here, but that's all to serve the purpose of truth, because they all had to. Krishna, now it's time for him to leave the world. All the Brahman came to Krishna and said, look, I asked you to come to relieve the burden of the world. You already did it, so now you can go again. But then Krishna thought that, well, all the Yadu dynasty, they have to go too. They can't remain here. But who can remove them? So no one can remove them. They're too powerful. They're all imbued with the same potency as himself. So as a thorn removes a thorn, he had the Yadus fight with each other. That's all. It's just a show. So to understand, it all serves the purpose of Satya. But of course, there are many things about Krishna which are mysterious. So the name Satya Dharma in general, we have to preserve. You follow. It's, and it's true. It's not untrue that Krishna is Satya Dharma. Everything about him is truthful, and we can trust in him. Absolutely true. If we come to a very high level, then we may see that there are nuances within that. Krishna, he protects his devotees. Then what about the killing of the Yadus all killing? That was also, they didn't become separated from Krishna. They didn't become sinful by doing so. Just they had to return to their respective places where they came from. And where they went on serving Krishna. So there's no contradiction there. Although to a materialistic person or a non-devotee, they may find all this difficult to understand and accept. Hare Krishna.